The company that owns the Fukushima nuclear plant, TEPCO, has finally admitted what many have long suspected, that one of their reactors underwent a full meltdown after the tsunami that hit Japan's east coast. They say the fuel rods in the number one reactor at the Fukushima Daiichi plant are exposed. We begin with our Tokyo correspondent, Mark Willacy. Mark, this has, as I say, been long suspected, but what are they saying today?
Well, what they're saying, Mark, is that these fuel rods, which are about 4 metres long each, have been exposed. In other words, the water has not been covering them and keeping them cool. The exposed area of the rods is about 1.5 to 1.7 metres long, and that a large part of this fuel is now melted, and that it's probably sort of dripped down to the bottom of the containment vessel. Now, the TEPCO operator had estimated earlier that about 55% of the reactor core at number one had been damaged. We assume this will make them obviously have a re-evaluation. This could really push things up a notch or two, because this is talking about meltdowns. Now, the one thing the company is saying is that the temperature inside that reactor, the number one reactor, is stable and it is cool. So that is one piece of good news coming from TEPCO at least.
I think it was just last week I read a piece saying that the radiation levels in the number one reactor had dropped enough for them to be able to get people in there for the first time in some time. Now, is it just because of that that they've been able to get in there that they've discovered this?
We believe so. We were told that the reactors 1, 2 and 3, as you mentioned, were stabilising. We've now been told that in reactor 1 at least, that these fuel rods have been exposed, that some of them have melted, and that they are potentially at the bottom of the containment vessel, which is a major issue. And we've had a statement just in the last little while from Greenpeace saying, look, this situation is clearly far more serious than previously reported and could escalate rapidly if, quote, the lava melts through the reactor vessel, unquote. So that's the worst-case scenario. But what we're hearing from TEPCO, at least, is that everything is cool inside the reactor. There's no overheating at this stage, although there has been some meltdown.
So we know that it is still inside the metal vessel.
That's right. That's what we understand. We understand there's been no breach of that metal containment vessel.
See, I asked the nuclear regulator in that first week about what was under that vessel in reactor number one, because I had been told that there wasn't necessarily anything. There wasn't a proper containment vessel, a concrete containment vessel, under the metal containment vessel. He didn't know, and I've never seen a satisfactory answer to that. Do we know what's underneath?
I think you're not the only one who hasn't seen a satisfactory answer. The Japanese people certainly haven't been told. Obviously, TEPCO has now, it's squashed its, obviously, three or four press conferences a day into one. The Japanese media get all the questions, and I don't believe that that question, either it hasn't been asked or it hasn't been answered. So it's a very good question, and it's one that TEPCO hasn't provided an answer on, at least at this stage.
Because the significance is whether this meltdown just drops down into a concrete vessel underneath, as I say, or whether it drops down into the earth below with the possibility of contaminating the water table and basically drilling down a lot further.
That's right. And the assumption is, and obviously assumption's a very dangerous thing when you're dealing with nuclear power plants like ones that are crippled at Fukushima, that there is some sort of concrete containment vessel under the main metal vessel that holds the fuel rods in, because if that, as you say, escapes out of the initial vessel, nothing's going to stop it if there's no concrete containment there. And, you know, we're getting more worrying news from the government here as well, I have to say. We've had the Chief Cabinet Secretary, Yukio Adano, today again apologise, and this time over reactor number 3, which we obviously have heard is leaking more radioactive water into the sea. He said this is a very deplorable issue, quote-unquote. So the news, after not getting much news for a while, we've heard that the 3 nuclear reactors have stabilised. Now that people are going back in to have a look around, the bad news seems to be leaching out.
Well, we'll see what happens in number 2 and number 3. Mark Willacy is our Tokyo correspondent. Thanks, Mark.